Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are
hard. Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Patricia Green. Patty is Professor Emeritus at Babson College, co-founder of the Diana Project. As she said, they made her emeritus, but she's flunking her retirement. I know how hard she's working, and I'm so happy about that. Patty, I'll tell you, I got to be honest with you, I thought there was a disturbance in the force when I heard you became an emeritus. I said, this is not good. So I'm glad to know that you're fighting back against that. And, of course, we're going to give you all the microphone time you need to make that happen. We were talking about your Ascent program. Can you tell folks how to find it?
You bet. Ascent is A-S-C-E-N-T, so just ascent.sba.gov.
Ascent.sba, as in U.S. Small Business Administration, right?
Administration, yep.
Ascent.sba.com? .gov.
Gov. No,
dot gov.
.gov.
Ascent.sba.gov.
Yep.
Folks, check it out. And it's free.
That's
and
it.
It's a program for women entrepreneurs. So good job there. Patty, when we went to the break, I was trying to get myself out of trouble by talking about women talking to men. And you wouldn't let me alone. You're going to make me get into more trouble. You want me to talk about this again. And I guess what I was trying to say, if a woman came to me, as they have many times, and said, I need help making this presentation, pitching the bank, pitching a customer, whatever, first thing I said was, who are you speaking to? I mean, what is the gender of the person you're speaking to? And then, if she said, well, it's three men, I would say, okay, I would recommend that you tell them very quickly what you're going to be talking about and then tell them what you're talking about. Because I said men need to know early on what's the topic. Women may want to know what the topic is, but they'll give you more time to develop it. Men are not patient like that. What do you think?
Well, I think it also depends on the context. So I think those are, in general, we can go with that because there are certainly different communication styles. But the context, too, if you're talking to, if you could actually find three women venture capitalists in the same room, you know, they would also want to get to the point. And, you know, I just like to bring up the idea that last year, Diana put out the Diana International Impact Report, and a big part of that are new models of getting funding. That if you are in what seems to you an environment that's frankly old, stale, is the way a lot of businesses run, old
right.
business models. Look for the new ones. Look for new ways of lending. Look for new ways of investing. I'm really, really pushing, too, women investing in other women's businesses and learning how to do
There's
that.
There's a lot of that going on right now.
There is, and we actually wrote about that on Ascent. So there is a learning exercise. You can go in there to think about, am I ready to be an angel? It's just, cracking the problem from both ends.
Which brings me to a point that I wanted to bring up, a data point, kind of a data point, and then getting us into our confidence point. One of my Brain Trust members helps women get capital, get venture capital. And she was complaining to one of her big shot male venture capitalists, why aren't you investing more in women? Why aren't you giving your money more to women? And he said, because women don't ask me for money. He put it right back in, he hit the ball right back in her court. He said, because women don't ask me for money. And that was her point on my show, is that ladies, we've got to start asking for the money. And what she did was train women how to ask for the money. And so now we come back to confidence. You and I have talked about this before, and I've only got a few seconds. If I could help women have one thing, it would be more confidence. that most men are more confident than they deserve to be, and most women are not as confident as they deserve to be. What do you think? Last thoughts.
We actually built a fence on the idea of having confidence in the skills that it takes to grow a business. We listed those skills, and we built the program around that and put in self-assessment so they can see that, yes, I can do these things and build confidence. That's the foundation of a fence.
Yeah, well, I'm so happy to hear that. I'm not the least bit surprised. Hey, Patty, I'm so proud of you for what you're doing. I'm so happy you're failing retirement. Will you come back soon?
Anytime, Jim. You know that. Anything
Ascent.sba.gov. What else? You want to give us another website? PattyGreen.com?
No. How about Babson.edu?
Babson.edu. Hey, Patty, good job today. Come back soon. Patty Green, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our favorite people. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.